Pasuk says, in the parasha of Tumas Kainim over here, Hemel Kainim, Nayarim, Artaleim, Lenefertan Ba'amov, except there's Kim Mesher Karel, the Kain is not in Tama, only to the seven Kroivim. It says, the sister that's not married, he's allowed to mimtam. Lo yitam, it says. So Kitzer, in Torah's Kainim, has a drasha. Lo yitam, matam al abadim, matam al safik. Don't get nervous, most of the shir is not about tum and taira. It's just an attempt to talk about safik mitzvah. So there'll be a couple of minutes in the beginning where you'll have to, you know, nod and smile, and then afterwards maybe you'll start understanding. meaning just don't go to sleep like before, you know, that's, you know, don't tune out again. Okay, gets me. So, Chazal Darshan, Loh Yitama, Metama al-Badai, Veinu Metama al-Safik. Frekim Muki Yosef, when you're a pasuk, tell me that the Kayin is now the Metama to the Kroivim, Misafik. If we're talking about Safik ben Kayama, right? So we already know before that you can't be Tam ten Eiffel. In other words, Kayin is Metama to the Kroivim, but if it was a miscarriage, and he can't be Metama. So if it's a Safik, we already know he can't be Metama ten Eiffel. We're in with Safik. You can't do it with Safik Reis Lechomra. Right, El Ma'ir Dugma Bnei Taruvus. Right, for example, Kain Akanes, Akanes and Israelis, their children got mixed up, and you don't know if it's a relative or not. So Vayta, Safik Reis Lechomra. So when you pasuk Lo Yitama Ve'en Yitama Misafik, as if Rekim Mugiyes, the Ramban Mekayeh this Kasha. Ramban says, it's not a real Josh. You don't need a pasuk to tell me aim and time is safik. He says, it's like this. First of all, is even after the sign, you long your time al vadi hum time aim time al safik. But still, that's only gabi tumo. And now the gabi dine avelos noinin and avelos dine misafik. You have avelos and misafik. You have dine noinin. He said, "The Zinyan Sveikah is lekel migmar avelos aninos mitumo." So even though we're saying gabitumo, gabitumi nakid mitame misafik, but gab avelos there you could be machmir. There you misafik, you're machmir. Why? Is it because by tumo the shail of an iser for the koyin to mitama, betz mekoyin is not a mitama. Elamai is ahead, the koyin is mitama to the shem akroivin. Yeah. So in case of misafik, misafik is saying something they bade. But also I say, he said, there's a very important nusach over here. We gave away the shit. But also I say, the safik midach lo is bade. You have a safik whether you have a mitzvah to become for the koyin to become tama. And it's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah. Yeah. The safik with the mitzvah. But midach is you have a safik yet you have a bade iser. So a Safik Heter, a Safik Mitzvah, is not Daicha, a Vadai Isser. That's all Gabe Toma. All Gabe Avelus, there's no reason, Avelus, Anina, there's no reason why Kayin, why Misafik, you don't have Dina Avelus.
What about
Misafik Mitzvah? Because then,
like, maybe no reason to bury it. Like, there's Safik, there's somebody else
who's
going to bury it. So if you bury it, maybe nobody else is
going to
come.
Well, what do you mean Safik? Maybe
somebody else
will. Is someone here or not? What do you mean maybe? Why is there a suffix? What's the shortage of suffix?
Maybe someone is on the road behind him.
Right? If you don't know, right now he's a Meis Mitzvah. I don't know. There's no one's burying his Meis Mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe.
No,
it's
a suffix Jew. That's what it's suffix. It's a suffix Jew.
What?
What if the Meis Mitzvah is a suffix Jew? There's nobody else,
but
he's a suffix Jew.
Okay, so the suffix is here. Safik mitzvah.
But
first of all, about this, maybe the same thing. Okay. Okay.
Unless you say,
okay, keep it.
The sheep is, there's no tumor by going, so it's not easy way.
I was waiting for that. You go right in, but that's Safik by Thomas Oyo, right. Not Thomas Maga. So, right there. Oh, so the Birchas Chinuch wants the Mimiyashiv, the Indian over here, Alpi the Rosh. The famous Rosh, actually it's about the Mesechus Lo Metzia, the Avov. The very famous, it's also the Taisa Rosh. Very famous Rosh. Very excited the Rosh, a very famous Rosh. The Rosh says, wherever the Torah said Beferish, yeah, that a suffix doesn't work. L'mashal, asiri vaday, v'lo asiri suffix. By mitzvah ma'isa, ma'isa mehema, asiri vaday, v'lo asiri suffix. Says the Rosh, v'chai gavna, even if there's a roiv that tells you that is asiri, that there is a mitzvah over here, you don't go bas a roiv. Why? Because even roiv is not a vaday. Roiv says, you're saying on the roiv, but they sub lo yitzadu. You're allowed to be signed on the roiv, but it's not vaday. Rails of the Rosh, besides the Rosh guy with the whole concept of roiv, he says if you have a roiv, api roiv, yeah? Api roiv, is this a key mice over here? It's a siri? No. We say, a siri vaday machman, you have a lot of siri stuff. Oh, Mela, it's up the Mersun Chazay. That. It says, before the Rambam, give him a chance. Because it says lo yitama, the avad itan and tam al safik, right? So Mele says in Menachas Chinuch, lefize, right? What will be the din? Here the Torah tells me, right? We take the drasha seriously, right? Like Mukia used to do, not like Rambam. Take the drasha seriously, yeah. Tam avadai and yam tam al safik. What will be the case when there's a roiv, when it's a chashash neifel? Yeah, chash neifel, but in a situation where we, there's a roiv are not in the phalem, right? Roiv babies that are born are not neifel. So basically, there's a roiv. It's Elamai, but even there's a roiv though, says the Rosh, even though there's a roiv, they suffer lo yitzanu. So man, that's a nafgamina when it says lo yitama, yitama suffik. You're not matam besafik. The nafkamina is what? In a case of by the nefel, safik nefel, right? Safik nefel. So what does Roy tell me? That it's not a nefel. Okay, very nice. Roy tells you it's not a nefel. Even after Roy tells you it's not a nefel, it's still a safik. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says, that asiri vaday. V'lo yisiri safik, even though there's a roiv. A roiv is still a safik. So now that's an afkamina. We got with the drasha of lo yitama, v'lo yisafik. And afkamina is talking about neifel. What book are you going to say? But if it's safik neifel, it's a safik yisir. It says out. It says mechlino. Afkamina is when there's a roiv, still you're not melting the tam. That's the mechlino's shtigl tayr. Okay, so I think the next shtickle we'll leave for now. I don't want to get too involved in the tum over here. But just one second, which we'll pick up. Okay. Let's go to Malchus. Yeah? Malchus al Tuma Safik Kara. Now, what did the Rambam say? You don't need a pasuk of Lo Yitame, Lafuke Safik. Why? Because the Rambam said it's a Safik mitzvah, and about the Isser, a Safik mitzvah of Tumas Christ is not Kmitaicha, the Bade Isser. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, that maybe the pasuk that says, yeah, Lo yitamba. Yitamba tavadi, nama tamba the suffix. Maybe the pasuk is being mechadish to me that the suffix is like a vada. And it's a vada is. What's your man saying? You don't need a pasuk. It's machta ba'alma. Because that, you have a suffix iser. Right? Suffix is suffix, whether it's a karv or not. Right? If suffix is sir, vada is suffix mitzvah, vada is sir, ain't suffix mitzvah, then have vada is sir. Look at Bechanan, it's as if you don't need a pasuk. Look at Bechanan. No, maybe the pasuk is good for telling me that it's a vada. The pasuk is saying that we don't look at it like a suffix and stamp mechumra, you have an iser. We're saying it's a vada is sir. What's an afkamina? What's an afkamina? The even kafishmaya galia, let's say it was a karuv. Still, the Torah is saying that no, the law yitama yitama tavade not a suffix is saying that the Torah is saying in this case the suffix is like a vadai that it's not a karav. Nafkamina is whether or not you'll get malchus. Let's say you went ahead and you're mitama the suffix karav. If you go like the Ramban, that's time there's a Pashta Cheshbon over here, that say the Suffolk mitzvah say is not Doich and Devadi is a Toma Seder. That's Chatchila, you don't do that. But with the Evid, you can get Malchus, no, it's right there, Suffolk. Maybe you say that the Pashta is telling me that Betar is Vada, it is an Isser, then you can get Malchus. Then there's no, the Betar is saying there is no, then there's Vada, no mitzvah. Not just saying the suffix, you have to be chadish. The Torah is saying there is no mitzvah. That's what the Torah is doing chadish with the pasuk. So maybe you can get malchus.
Still a suffix if you were tamei, huh?
What?
It's still a suffix if you were tamei.
No, but if the Torah is saying that there's badi no heter, the Torah is saying lo yitamei, there's no mitzvah. The Torah is saying but when there's a suffix, there's no mitzvah. So there's vade no mitzvah.
What? You only get
malchus
if you get
grover
and
alav. He's saying, even though there's vade no mitzvah. No. So he's saying that. No. So you have to say that he means to say that the suffix should be saying, kilo, there's a suffix that's a kilo. Look at that's vade tumba. There's vade tumba.
Since there's no mitzvah about it,
what?
Since there's no mitzvah about it.
No, it's saying that the maybe that's what the pasuk was saying. Lo yitama, yinam tam besafik. The pasuk is telling me because I'm looking at it that it's vade tuma. But he says though, for the Gemara says muchach. Gemara is muchach like Ramban. Why? Because the Gemara says like this. It says if a woman did not wait 3 months after she got divorced. Or will. Right? Halacha is, a woman has to wait 3 months, afchana. There's one in Chayshna, maybe she's pregnant, and we want to know who the father is, right? So, what if she didn't? Right now, she had a child. You're not sure if it's Ben Tishol Rishon or Ben Shival Achret. You're not sure. Right? 7 months later, she had a baby. We're not sure. Is it from the first husband, and she was ready 2 months pregnant, or she became pregnant after she got married, and it's the second one. So the halacha is that, let's say, it's Shal Kain over here. So each one can't be metama to this child, right? The two fathers, suffix. So what? The two fathers can't be matama. Why? Because it's a suffix, right? Maybe it's not his child. Frak the Gemara. Why don't we say that Yishbel the matama that Marav Shach, the first father, one of the fathers should come and be matama to this child, right? Say Marav Shach. If it's his son, right, then fine. If it's his son, good. If not, the chol. Nasir Chalal. They're both Magrusha. So, Shem Benet, one second. Oh, no. The child is whether the child can become a tamah to his parent. Sorry. Child is whether the child can be matama to either the two fathers. So then the kash is the first one that dies is welcome tama. Because if it's his father, he's allowed matama. If it's not his father, he's a cholol because the second kohen married a grusha. So he's a cholol. So either he's a kohen and it's his father, he's allowed matama to his father, or he's a cholol and cholol has no isatama. That's the kash. So Meila, in fact, Meila's Chinuch, that if you're telling me, if the Pasuk is telling me that it's Beteres Vadai, that a Suffolk is like a Vadai, so even in Kabishmaya Galia, he's the son of the first guy, but Beteres Vadai, we say, it's a Suffolk, right? It's a Suffolk. Right, so Torah's Masafik, we say that there is no mitzvah. Right, so you can't make a monoshach. It's not a safik. If it's a safik, if we're dealing it as a safik, so you can say it's a monoshach. If either it's his father or he's a chol. But if we're saying that in case of safik, we say that it's vade aser, so therefore it's not going to help you. Elamai. Dr. Mechsana, that's why it's Mukhf Nirban that it remains a suffering. Okay. Enough for Toma, we'll now move on to Mitzvahs.
How's it Mukhf Nagmara that it's not?
I didn't lose everyone yet. What?
How's it Mukhf Nagmara that's not?
Let's move on, okay? Now, Mechsana Baiter discusses. That he means that non sheshein that as a kasha he's well to yesh metama because it's safek l'chumra, safek the rais l'chumra is a safek mitzvah, right? Why do we say that a safek mitzvah can't be daich adarav safek the rais l'chumra? So safek certainly if you hold safek the rais l'chumra with the rais, we'll see in a minute. Then you have a chiyah the rais to metama in case of a safek the rais l'chumra. So why is that daich? You don't find that a suffix mitzvah is daicha iser. But, the prima godam is specific about that. Not so pashit. Why not? Again, it's a general shot. Yeah? You have a suffix mitzvah. Can a suffix mitzvah daicha iser say? So, Zot the prima godam. That if you hold that Safik derais is mederais lechumra, everyone knows mechayik famous mog is Rambam the Rashba. This is we said, but just Safik derais lechumra. Is that mederais lechumra? It's only mirabbanon lechumra. Yeah, chitz the Rambam, it's only mirabbanon. Rashba argues and he brings a raya from the Gemara about Imam Zevada, not Imam Zesafik. Kitzer, that we say that mederais Safik derais lechumra is mederais. Talk to Prima Godin. That means something raisa chumra midaraisa. It's midaraisa. I have a chiv to do this, right? Something raisa chumra midaraisa. So if I have a chiv to do this midaraisa, then why do we say meishvel b'daicha nisser? The Torah says you have to do this. The Torah says something raisa chumra. The Torah says you have to do this. So meila. If the Torah says you have to do it, says I said dechlois nisser. So that's Prima Godam's Naita, and a Safik Mitzvah is Naicha. Oh. But the Asakasha, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Because the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, a Tumtum cannot be Maitzi Einai Minai. Right? Not me, can't be Maitzi Minai or Einai Minai. Tumtum is a Safik, Zach, a Safik, a Keva. Safik with his Chayim, Kiyah Shafer. So you can't be Maitzi. Can mitzvah zachar? No, they can mitzvah tumtum. Look, Rashi.
He wrote himself though, right? If
He's the share of the same man as himself.
It's the Marusha, whatever it is, yeah. A tumtum cannot be mice another tumtum. Says Rashi, why? Because maybe the Kaya is in the Kaiva, and the Shemeya is a Zachar. Now, if you hold like Pim Gadim, that a Safik Mitzvah say, is Kavadai, right? So why can't he Maitzi Ein Amina? Alright, he's Chayiv. Kavadai, Pim Gadim is assuming. It's Derech Leisner, I say. We're saying that a Safik is Chayiv Kavadai. Torah says, in a Safik, you have to do this, right? So if a Safik had to do it, it's even Derech Leisner, I say. So the Tumtum asked the rabbi, do I have to blow Shaifer? Yeah, of course. It's a Safik Raisa Lachumra, Midaraisa. So it means he's Chayiv Midaraisa. If he's Chayiv Midaraisa, why can't he mighty in a Zacha? Because he has a chiyuv. Okay, so someone wanted to tie into the maybe that there's a difference. Since Sefer the Mechayiv is the only Mechayiv Misafik, so the Mechayiv of the Tumtum is a different Mechayiv than that of the Vadei Zachar. Now the Mitzad himself, he has a chiyuv, so Midayich Leis is saying. But could be clapping the other guy, his Mechayiv is a Mechayiv of Sopik, his Mechayiv is a Mechayiv of Ad. Now, a similar Shaila we have in the Ksav Sefer is Dan, let's say, have a Sopik Kayin, Sopik Yisrael. Right, that was the case before. Yeah, Sopik Kayin, say, Ben Sopik Metisha. But the case only found that we had both kainim, one's a kain, one's a Yisrael, because you have a Safa kain. What's the deal guy bring us kainim? Is he allowed to, and is he mechuyev to be nice a kappa? So what do we say? That, what's the problem? Because a czar that's oil l'duch, and it's oil v'basay. Yeah? Gemara says.
And by himself, he's by himself, and also he's over asay, and less. He's only over the same if there's no other Kohanim. If he's by himself, it's a say, unless the same if it's another Kohanim, it's just the less I say.
It's a shaila how to learn up the Tais Kashi. Whatever it is, the point is, is a Safik Kayin? Is there a Leduch? What we say is a Shash Isser. So he says that you don't say the Belaizer, say it means the Raya from the Gemara in Ksubis. Because it's a very interesting, very nice Raya. Because the Gemara is done, whether you mala menesis kapayim li yuchsin. Right? Meaning, Yishal the Yichus of a Kayin. So we say, if it was the Davoid in the Besa Mikdash, so you know that he's Yichus of a Kayin. Because in the Besa Mikdash, they check him out. What about if he was Oil and Duchen? Yeah? Is that a raya? There's a kain kasha. Gemara is not. If you hold that a safik kain is la bi'el duchen because he has safik chiyuv, that's daicha the isser of a zar to be oil duchen. Yeah? So then, zafik sab seifer, so then what's the happen? You should be able to ma'al a kain from the sis kapayim l'yuchsin. Because I mean, this is kapayim, it's not he can be duchen. So b'chal is not right. The fact that kain is duchening is not a right b'chal. There is a kain yuchas. Maybe he's a suffix, but he's different suffix because he's duchening. So that's up. So this is not like the Pim Gadim, who says that a suffix mitzvah is daicha iser. Truth of the matter is, the Prim Gadim also has a raya. There's also Pechadish that holds like Prim Gadim. Because it's in Simakov Pedal, what does it say? If a guy ate, he's not sure if he benched. Yeah? So, loch is, since Birchus and Mazen is the raya, so then what's a locha? So the Raya Sal Chomra. So benching and Brachas Taira, two brachas the Raya. So there, the Sal again for make a bracha again. Look at Bichadish. What about, let's say he wants to be mighty to somebody else. The guy is a soft guy, they bench. He has to bench again. The guy next to him wants him to be mighty to him. When he wants to do Zimun, they want to be mighty to him, they want to be Chayshish and Shittis, the Tashbiz is the first bracha, you have to be Yaitz, you know, otherwise you're not Chayim to Zimun. So, can he be Mizamin, he'll be mighty to everyone in the first bracha. Dr. Prichadosh. That he can't do that. Why? Because he said we hold sub derais l'chumra, sub derais l'kula. So sub derais l'chumra is only rabbanim. So meila, he's only mechayir rabbanim. Mechayir rabbanim can't mitzi mechayir derais. Vayisa is for the pichadosh. But let's say if you held sub derais l'chumra is derais, then the guy that is a suffolk where they bench. He could be mighty someone. So you see that he's considered a mechuyi b'davar. He's considered a mechuyi b'davar mideraisa. That he can mighty someone. He mighty someone. If you want something raisa chum is raisa. So my, the truth of the matter is, according to Pichadosh, you have a kasha that now the kasha from the case of tumtum is you can't be mechalik between the mechayev and you yourself, like we tried Mechalik before. Because over here we're talking about same case as the Bichad. Here we're talking about Tum, the Mesaf, whether it's Chayim, Kish, Shaifer, and what it say over there, can't be Maitzi, right? Even though if there's Sof Reis, there's a Chum, there's a Reis, right? In the Mishnah, there's no Mechalik, it's Mechalik, Rajm, and the Rambam. I mean, the Mishnah has to be explained, even when the Rambam, Sof Reis, the Chum, is a Reis. The Mishnah says you can't be Maitzi. So from here, who wants to use this din, this idea that Sofik is Kavadai, Sof Reis al Chumra is Kavadai, even the Gavi mighty someone, that L'Chayr is against the Mishnah, the Gavi Tumtum. So L'Chayr, the only Eitzah they could say is, Hare, we'll see later, Mit Hashem, there's a discussion. The gabe a shaila of, and when you mechuyv do a mitzvah, the suffix. What do you do? What about gabe bracha? That's gonna get again the serious aimer also. Very very big discussion. Again, mamash nyan yaima serious aimer. Yeah. So some say that if you had a cheskas chiyav, you had a bad chiyav, you have a suffix whether you're mekayim mitzvah. You're not sure if you took shayfa, if you took luv today. You're not sure if you blew shayfa today. Kashmir Maisa, yeah? Some people, you know, not sure about what they did. Yeah? So, do you make a bracha now or not? So some say, it depends. If it's a suffix, whether you b'chal mechuyev, is it tumtum can make a bracha. Because the bracha is not ma'akev. But if you're a vadechiv, you had a chiyev. Yeah, you woke up in the morning, you had a chiyev, take lulav. You're not sure if you're mekayim your chiyuv. So over there, there's a cheskas chiyuv. Cheskas chiyuv. And I have a suffix. Whether you're mekayim your chiyuv, then you can do the mitzvah again with the bracha. So we see that the cheskas chiyuv is mekayim you even a bracha. We go basa the chazaka. So Mel Kupit Lefizeh, that can answer the Prichadosh. What's the problem? What does Prichadosh say? I'm a suffix my bench. Can I be married to you? If you also rise the chumra, I could be married to you. I the tumtum. If you also rise the chumra, can't be married to someone else because he's only chayim mesafik. The answer is the guy that ate kedei svia and the shayla whether he benched or not. He has a cheskas chiyuv. So therefore, mesafik, he has. We consider it like a vadai, and he can be married to the other guy. By tumtum, there is a suffik b'chalal where there's a chiyuv. There's no chazak over there. There's a suffik. So there's a suffik b'chalal gavna. Then the prichadosh will be mighty. And then that's some dinner prichadosh. That the kveger b'feirish argues and says that if you're only chayim mesafik, you can't be mighty. We can't invite someone's chayiv vaday. Now, Oh, but here we have another question over here. Here we have another question. And Kreger is done. That, haray, Kreger has a cheshbin that maybe could be moitzi. Not all goes al sofik, sofik is kavadai. Haray, like this. That's in the loch is, yeah, after shiotza moitzi, the din of a harvest. Right? Let's say I benched already. Yeah? And you ate the sphere, and you have the rice, so I can bench again for you. Yeah? So what was the problem with Shimon Shatach with Yanai? Huh? What was the problem? Elamai, the Gemara says that the Shimon Shatach that was Maitzi Yanai was Shalakidin, right? He gave him a cup of wine. And he benched for them, right? He benched for Yanai. Brochas Memches. So what's the answer? Because talk to Yisuf Shalmi. It says Chalta V'Savata Misha Achol Yivar. Din Rabbana Smachta. By benching a special lacha, Misha Achol. Unless you ate, you can't be. You can unless you ate even the Chid Rabbana, you can't be Maitzi. Misha Achol Yivar. Yeah, but Ben Draisa. Avad is din of harvest. Apish yotz amaytzi applies the benching with their eyes. So me azokim kveger, I'm a supik, yeah. If I benched or not, even though it's not that I benched, I could be maytzi another guy. Elamai yav yerushalmi the mishachal hu yivarech. No, besides for that, since it's a suffix, maybe I didn't bench. For that, it's enough to din. That's after I have to bench. For that, mishachul yivarech. For that, it's enough that maybe I did eat. That's after all cool. That is the chiyuv that you can only be mitzvah if you bench. That's echad in rabbana. The Mela, Zakir Mekveger, not all the prechadish is cheshbin. Now suffix and vaday. You can be mighty. The reason why I can mighty you is midan arvus. But normally I can't mighty you midan arvus if I didn't eat. That's only in abundance. If that will say that in the case of yourself, you could. That's the Kregis Chab. So he argues in the Cheshbin of Bichadosh, but at the end of the day, he's masking to Bichadosh la halacha. Minyan Linyan, we're talking about what's the gather of a Suffolk mitzvah. So what about Lagabe the Din, Oisik mitzvah, Patim mitzvah? Now we had yesterday, Sugi Oisik mitzvah, Patim mitzvah, Put Rav Yosef. What's the Din the person is doing a Suffolk mitzvah? Is there a Din of Oisik Suffolk mitzvah? Or in case of Suffolk mitzvah, he's Mechuyu. Yeah? Suffolk mitzvah. Is there a din of oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah by a case of a suffix? Or do we say ain't so much nevadai? Nevada chiyuv is the second mitzvah. If a suffix, whether you be kind of mitzvah, not what's the din? So the Mevina is down the shaila, and he says loy mi boy suffix deraisa. Loim b'bayim sof derayis is l'kula. Then of course it can't be daicha, the other mitzvah. So you have chiyuv mitzvah derayis. So you have a sofik, and sofik is l'kula. Only mechumra. It's only chumra rabbanan. Being b'bayim sof derayis is l'chumra mederayis. Still he says, they still will say ain't sof mitzvah derayis nevada. Oh, but he wants being a raya gufa from the sugya of Shem Rav Eda. Rav Yosef says, yeah. This is a Kiva type of Baraya. Rav Yosef says, Shem Raveda is what? Shem Achin or Shem Asachar? Shem Asachar. Why? Why is it put Rav Yosef? Because he's always a mitzvah, Shem Asaveda. Now, says the Imebina, doesn't say anywhere that it's Dafka, he found it in a religious neighborhood, right? But let's say he found in here that's 50-50, yeah? 50-50 Goyim, 50-50 Jews. 50, right? 50-50. So what's the halacha? That you have a chiyuv of Shavas Aveda, the Masafik. Right? So it doesn't say anyway though that guy that's only doing the Shavuos Aveid the Misafik, by him there's no proof to Rabbi Yosef. Doesn't say anyway that, right? Mashma that even though you only turned the Aveid the Misafik, still. Oh, see, I still said it's a Kivas type of question. He's all smiles. You have to talk to each one in his language, you know. That's the Imir Bin is Raya. Not like he held Misvar. Misvar he held, and somebody said, Vada, you have a Safi Mitzvah, there's a Vada Mitzvah. They see that your Safi Mitzvah should be Taych the Vada Mitzvah. But he says, but since we don't find that Ba'isk Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, that the halacha is that there's no Pudra Yasif by a Safik, so it's Mashma that you are. Still, we about the mitzvah, and he vibes tzarich in ladina. The ma'isa Rabbi Chanan goes very much in this idea that the Rabbi Dina oisik mitzvah the mitzvah. He's makel very much, and the reason is because. He's done Marshall Gabi by Isaac Ben Mitzvah by Rabbanon, for example. Right? Isaac with Rabbanon is the part of the Mitzvah Raisa. Posh you say, Isaac Rabbanon. What?
What's that, sir?
Say it. But we don't say that with Isaac.
Yeah, being Isaac and not being Isaac.
No, the Rabbanon
said their
Mitzvah, they're supposed to be more
meekle
on the Rabbanon and their Isaac. Supposed to treat it as
cool, right? Rabban has, right? Some Rabban is cool. If every Rabban is a saucer.
They set it up as a
okay.
Who says one second. Kids,
Rabban Chanan handles the Shagas Ari. Shagas Ari says that Isaac Besafik Mitzvah, he's talking not part of a mitzvah. Like the Mabina wanted to say. In fact, Zot Rabban Chanan. That he tainis and he wants to bring raya's. The ayis the mitzvah rabbanon is part of the mitzvah raya's. Why? What's the svara? He doesn't stop to outside like so. He says he has a knay. Well, where do we know the ayis the mitzvah part of the mitzvah? What's the makom? What? Eh? No. What? Shitro yisach v'atchav darach. Sheves didach. When he right? Yichayiv to say Krishna b'shiftecha b'vezecha uvlech chavderech. Sheves didach and lech is didach. But if you're going to a mitzvah, it's not sheves didach. You're not just chilling. You're going to a mitzvah. Then we say yipater. Says Rabbi Chanan. He brings many rayas, maybe it has to do with Lois Asur, but he brings many rayas that the Torah reckons with the Rabbana. The Torah is mischashe with the Rabbana. So, you know, when it says, Shaila is on the rayas, the Torah recognizes that a sheves of a mitzvah Rabbana, is that called sheves didach, or is that called sheves of a mitzvah? So he brings rayas. From Ben Sari Meir, it means right, Ben Sir Oimer. It says, yeah, that Allah Harei, Yinal cut the wheat before the Oimer, right? Reish is Katsirchen. But Katsir Shlomitzvah, you're allowed to cut even before. You're allowed to cut before the Oimer. Before Krupa's Oimer, you're allowed to cut for wheat for matzah, yeah? You're not going to be able to eat it, but you'll have to cut if it's for a mitzvah, yeah? Oh, what about mitzvah Rabbanan? So it says in the Menachos, Koyitz shum mifnei hanetiyos, mifnei beis ha'evel, mifnei beis ha'medrash. Right? Kitzir ha'marachman lekzir like mitzvah. So even though these are mitzvah Rabbanans, still we see, it's called kitzir chem. It's a smaik, it's sirchem, leishal mitzvah. Also by Ben Sari Meir, lach is, Ben Sari Meir, that he has to eat the meat and the drink and the wine, and then, yeah, in order to become Ben Sari Meir. What if it's a achilashal mitzvah or achilashal iser? So it has to be achilashal rishos. But achilashal iser, achilashal mitzvah, there's no Ben Sari Meir. Says the Gemara, it's more in the Gemara, even Isra Banan, Achil, even Isra Banan, there's no Metzer Emar. So you see, when the Torah talks about Rishos, it doesn't mean a Drabanan. So Meila, so also B'shiftecha, Shevaz Yidach, and not a Shevaz of Mitzvah, the Torah understands a Drabanan is considered, the Torah views a Drabanan as a Mitzvah. So Meila, the Meila, Zakir B'chanan, Isaac, B'mitzvah Drabanan, is considered Isaac as a Mitzvah. The Meila says, what then? Isaac, B'safik D'raisa. Isaac was suffering mitzvah, even though it's only blamed by if it's up in the eyes of Lachumra. Of course it's called it's not Shevas Tidach. But even Sav Drabanan, Sav Drais is the Kula of the Raisa, still, Isaac mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So Bechana goes weiter.
Oh, so then that's why the Dreshin Teres Kedem, because the Mitzvah,
I would say that the suffix should be mitzvah. Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Yeah, doing the actual mitzvah itself. Let's say you're doing the preparations for the mitzvah. Yeah, you're building your sukkah. You're building your sukkah, and on he comes and asks you to tzedakah. Okay, it's sad that building the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. Say it.
From which pasuk?
What?
None of the sukkah
about
sukkah, the ones that must be special, none of them talk about building.
Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cha.
Doesn't say
sukkah tasa l'cha. Chag sukkah tasa l'cha, and the shiltas. I think maybe it's in the last shiltas. I think so. That and the shiltas says it's the mitzvah to build a sukkah. I believe the shiltas brings down the pasuk chag sukkah tasa l'cha. And also Rashi in Makis Daf Yud Beis.
But the chag doesn't say.
So what does it mean in Taslacha? What's that going on? How do you make Chagasukas? So he says, I mean, Allah is, yeah, a Sefer Stam, then always go to the mitzvah, Gemara and Sukkah. Writing Tefillin, writing Mezuzahs, there's no mitzvah to write a Mezuzah. You know, it says, Chesavta Mezuzah B'Sechel V'Sherecha, right? But that doesn't mean writing a mezuzah. Right? See, when it says favors to write, I'm telling you, that's not a mitzvah. And here it says, Echak is Hasselcha, that is a mitzvah. Okay. These crazy Jews. All right. Kitzer, even though it's only a Hefsha mitzvah, right? Elamai, Teretz is, what's the Mako Shevaz Yidach? Hefsha mitzvah, is that Shevaz Yidach? Is a leches didach? No. Zakir b'chana, mele, it's daicha. Okay. Now, another nafkamin in this is, what about a mitzvah kiyumis, where it's not a chiyum? Yeah? So again, is it shevetz didach? No, the shevetz a mitzvah. And with this, you can answer a huge kasha, that's asked on the Night of Yehuda. The famous Night of Yehuda, it says, no chiyuv of kabos pnei rab beregel bezman hazeh. Why not? He says, because since it's no mitzvah lila regel, I mean, the Gemara tells us that you only stand up for your Rebbe once in the morning, once at night, so that the kavod of your Rebbe shouldn't be more than the kavod of the Shechina. Right? So if today is no lila regel, so meila high time it is no lila regel to your Rebbe, kabre rabbi regel, because the cover of the Rebbe should be more than cover of the Shechin. L'chayr it's a pella. Farish Gemara not like that. Farish Gemara not like that. L'chayr. Gemara in Suk Nafiyot. Gemara in the story of Chista, Rabbi Abchana, Rabbi Huna, where came to to the Reish Kalusa or Nachman, and they put him in a sukkah that Lashita Sam wasn't kosher. And the Gemara said, one second, how do you guys sit in the sukkah? It's not, according to you, it's not kosher, because the noise sukkah was more than the Al-Tvachim. It's not kosher. According to you, he said, no, we're putting in the sukkah. Right? Shulchan mitzvah anon. Why? The Kaaba Pnei Reish Kalusa. Rash is the Chayv on the Hakla Pnei Rabbi Regal. And the Pat Shulchimitz is Pat Masukah. Yeah? Rav Chista and Rabbi Rahuna, last I checked, we're after the Churban. Yeah? The Mela is no mitzvah.
It's not
the Mela is no mitzvah.
From the entire mitzvah. It's just that there's no mitzvah. We still have the mitzvah.
But the Rebbe says there's no mitzvah, right? You can argue the Rebbe Yehuda. I'm not saying that. But that's not the point right now. Right now we're going within the sheet of the Rebbe Yehuda. It's against the Gemara. We're not here now to argue the Yisrael of the Rebbe Yehuda. I'm not saying there's not room to argue. We're going to the feed of Rebbe Yehuda. What does Rebbe Yehuda do with the Feirush of the Gemara that says that there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah's main regal, even Bisman has that? What does it do with that Gemara? Oh, so fear of Bechanan, it's good. Because Bechanan is Shevis Nidach, and we say that even a mitzvah kiyum, even if you're Rebbe Yehuda, right? If you did it, you're a mitzvah, right? There's no chiyuv. But a key mitzvah there is. So Meila Ken Zayin, it's not called Shevis Nidach. It's not called Shevis Nidach. Meila, there'll be a Torah, always going to about the mitzvah. So even though there's no chiyuv, right? Good Rebbe Yehuda. But Tzayf Kosar, they went to Mekal Pnei Rabba, they get a mitzvah. They get a mitzvah. Meila, Gabi Oishkin, it's about the mitzvah. That's enough. That's the Chayra, a Mahalach, to explain the Rebbe Yehuda. Otherwise, Mamish, Ferish Gemara against Rebbe Yehuda.
Why is it considered Isaac?
Why is it considered Isaac? Why being Isaac in the Kabbalah's Mei Rabbah? Yeah. Okay, that's a whole sukkah by itself. What's called what the gather of Isaac is, because Kol's mind, they didn't finish. They started the mitzvah, they didn't finish. They didn't get them yet. They weren't called Bnei Rabbah. It's all considered part of the Isaac. Even right this second, that's ready. A little bit off topic, yeah.
How does the fact that it's a mitzvah kiyumis make it nearer that you're, that fixed the problem is nearer that it looks like you care about your rabbi more than the Shina?
I didn't say it takes care of that problem. I just said, if he does, is he kind of mitzvah? There's no chiyuv. But if he did it, it's Mekayim
Mitzvah. It's a
mitzvah of Avera.
Yeah.
If a guy stands up as Rebbe, in the middle of the afternoon also. Huh? He's already in Avera. So, now, the Gabi Brachis, and then we'll move on to Sirius Aymer. As we mentioned before, it's Machlaikis, right? Machlaikis Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rebbein Yaina. Gabi Kisi Adam, the case of a Kvi or a Koi, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah? The stuff where the Chiv keeps Kisi Adam. So you have two keys. What about a bracha? So the Rosh says you have to make a bracha. The Meir Yehuda says you don't. You make a bracha. The Rosh says you don't, and it has to do with the sugya in Shabbos Chav Gimel. That's done. We got a bracha on the Mai. Says that a suffik, you don't make a bracha. That's the Shad Halim. The Gemara is saying that the Mai that you never make a bracha on a suffik. Or a mitzvah that the whole mitzvah is misafik, the mai. Safik whether the Rover Amaritz Masrin. Chazal said, Uchayshish, that maybe there was no ma'isa. So the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah based on a safik. Then they said no bracha. But a mitzvah, that the bat's mitzvah is a mitzvah vadai, then maybe you do make a bracha even though you're a safik. That's a shayla hadalun the Gemara. Upon him, Shulchan Aruch, in a few places, in Archayim, in Yeridaya, a few places, in three places, in Simen Yud Zayin Lagabe Tzitzis, by Tumtum, and in Simen Chofches Yeridaya Lagabe Kisi Adam, and in Reish Samachay Lagabe Mila, the Shulchan Aruch Paskas and Mesafik, even the Mesafik Yechayib do the mitzvah, but no brach. Yeah. Now, so fast forward a drop by Kriya Shema is a problem because what does it say in Siman Samach Zayin? Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Loi Kara, The bracha of Krishna is not mak of Krishna. So the suffix if you read Krishna, the suffix rais lachum, you have to read Krishna again. But why should you have to say the brachas? Brachas only the banan, so the banan will cool it. So basically, if you're ben yayin, anytime you do a mitzvah, the Torah suffix, you make the brachas also. Wonderful. But we just said, the machabah passed like the Rosh, not like ben yayin, like he passed like the Rosh and the Rambam. Yeah? So why, in the suffix, do you say Birchas Krishma over again? Anyone that learned brachas should be able to answer that. So, as Mishnah says, the famous Rajba, the Rajba says that a special din in Birchas Krishma, that they're masakin, and whenever you say Krishma, you have to say it with the brachas. So, Krishma. Here, the Chazal tied the brachas with Krishma. It's not a regular Stam, regular Birchas Mitzvah. Right? Anyway, it's not a regular Birchas Mitzvah. So, the Kana was.
This is one afterwards?
Also, it's not the Nusra, the Shana, and they have two brachas before. Why just one after?
Is it a Birchas Mitzvah?
That's a whole shayla by itself. That was I'm certainly not going to be the Ramban, which Mashma is. That's a bazunah shayla by itself. Also, that's the Chanafa now. Agaponim, that's the way the Kesa Mishnah farempas the Ramban, which bets Mistin Ramban himself, right? Because Ramban holds that himself, you don't make a bracha. Ramban holds like the Rosh. Rosh holds like Ramban. And by Krishna is different. Mishmur of their handles, we mentioned before briefly, that some achrayim say that when it was a vadechiv, safik p'tur, then you do make a bracha, but when it's a safik l'chadchila, you don't make a bracha. But achrayim say, this Rajba that has to answer that Krishna is different, in order to explain the Rambam, why by safik kara you say the brachas, obviously, he doesn't hold it as chiluk, because if he held it as chiluk, you don't have to make up a new shtickle tire and say Birchas Krishma is different. Stam! You had a suffix chiyuv, you had a vade chiyuv, you have a cheskas chiyuv, you have a suffix with your mekayim chiyuv, a vade, you have to say the brach. Elamai doesn't hold like that. It's not like this. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Sefiras Hayyim. Very, very strange halacha. Very, very difficult halacha. Which all the achrayim mutcher arein soif to explain this halacha. The halacha is this. Pasach va'ama baruch ata Hashem ukeinu melech haylam adayta delema hayoyim dalet. He thought it was the fourth night. And he reminded himself in the middle that it's the fifth night. And he ended up correct. Or fakert. It was the fourth. His pasuk died the lame medalid. It was really the fourth. And he started off correct. He messed up. He ended up saying, in the middle he switched. He thought maybe it's the fifth night. And he said the fifth night. Ain't a chayzim
mevarach. Shouldn't this depend on whether he holds all one mitzvah or seven mitzvahs? Because if it's all one mitzvah, who cares what day you went mashallah for? It's all one mitzvah.
So as far as the bracha is concerned, you mean?
Yeah, you have to want it for the right mitzvah.
That's a good point. That's the makkel is the rabbiya, yeah. And the biskrav asked, no. Let's see. The big shayla over here is: are we handling the svira? Are we handling the bracha? It said, doesn't say that v'sayim adayt the hay. V'sayim behay. It was the fourth night.
No, it's not the first case. That's the second case. The first case. We had the hand wasn't right. So who cares? Your bracha, if you say that's all a mitzvah, your bracha was for the right mitzvah. Who cares if it's the wrong day? It's all a mitzvah.
So my answer, first of all, we say that you don't make it. You're not chayzen for us. What's your problem?
It's separate mitzvahs then. If you say it's separate mitzvahs, then you're drafted for the wrong mitzvah. You wouldn't want to do the mitzvah of counting the fourth night, but it's the mitzvah of the fifth night.
Kitzur. Zog the guy. Well, then what's the muck of this halacha? We have Rabbi say the pillow over here. Yeah? It was Pascha Dait at the Dalid, Visiyim Behei. Right? The Taz learns it means it was seem a day to day. Everything's on the bracha. That's a shayla how to learn this. It's talking about the bracha with the schola al das one And the seam was in then one or the seam and hey means it means it's the fourth night and you said, hey, we made the bracha, you thought you were gonna say Dalit, but you said, hey, it's still your Yaitzeh. Yeah? The mud the pelo, they all are crying go nuts over here with this Rabbi Yah. Some answer for the Rabbi Yah that the Rabbi Yah's Girsa is the guy actually says that the Rabbi Yah's Girsa is Shehayim, so the bracha is part of the mitzvah. And still they say that what it has to help yourself to be counted wrong. It's a whole, so that's why Taz learns all Shailas, Adaita, the Shailas, the Bracha, was it Adaita to say, the beginning was Adaita, Aldas to count one, and then Aldas to count the other. And then you talk after Biskrov's question that the Bracha should make a difference. Gets it. Agapan, the guy's like this. Yeah, because the Rav Yah is telling this in the Shail and Brachas Yudbeis, the Gabe Paschal Dayat, the Shikrasim, the Chamro, when you started making the wrong Bracha, you ended up with the right Bracha, and vice versa, when you're holding a cup of beer, and yeah, you started the Shikra, and you ended up, say, by Per Goffin, and vice versa, where you. So, and that's a suffering tomorrow, what that works. When you go bust at the beginning, you go bust at the end. So, the Rav Yah says that we hold Tiferes Hayom is the Raisa. So, we hold that you're Yaitse. Because it's suffering in the Gemara, if you're Yaitse with that. Since Rizarim is derayah, I'm sorry, Rav Yos is stuck with Yaitza. We also Rizarim is derayah. So, male, you're not Yaitza. Right? Masaf, you're not Yaitza. Because we're not sure. You go past the beginning, you go past the end. It's not the base Yaitza. But what you probably can hold to the series of Mount Zezra Banan. The male, but the Abbey Yaitza. In fact, the going. Fact the guy in one second. Fact the guy in Haray, the Bezeris is Mashma, that only because we hold to his own Rabbana, and therefore Yaitzeh. Mustafa Yaitzeh. Fact the guy in one second. Even if it's the Raisa, where we hold, he's all over the place, the Chava Paskins, when you have a suffix, if you did a mitzvah. Mitzvah the Raisa, you have to do the mitzvah again. Yeah, you don't make a bracha, right? So in the case over here with the Sfiras Aimer, what is the Mechaba telling me? That if Luyitzu Sfiras Aimer is their eyes, he'll accept the Rav Yah. Then Mesafik. You weren't Yaitz. You have to make another bracha. What do you mean? We hold not like that. We hold them misafik. The Rabbi Yah holds like the Ben Yaina. We hold not like the Ben Yaina. We hold them when if you have a misafik, you do the mitzvah, you don't do the bracha. So if it's up, whether or not, in this case of pasta bag the dal and see him with the hay, yaitza not. And the Rabbi say, oh, some chumri, you're not yaitza. Say there, you got to do the king, you got to count, but without a bracha. Elamai is on the gun, what we said before. Because Rabbi Yah is Gersa, he says, Shehayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay bracha. A mail if it's part of a bracha. So over here we don't say the tekana was to count with a bracha. Not just it's a bracha on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bracha. So mail if she's a subgrais l'chumra, so you have to count again. So if it's subgrais l'chumra, you don't have to count again. The mail says, so gavali kasha from the Ruchon Olshan brought down from the Eliyazuta. The Eliyazuta asked the gavali kasha. Because it says the Mavurna Shalak Kaddish, that if you gairis Shehayim, if you gairis Shehayim, then when do you answer Amen? When do you answer Amen? Say so the Mavurna Shalak, if it's part of the bracha, so when you answer Amen after Shehayim, right? If it's like we do, yeah, we don't say Shehayim. Spirit Aimer Hayim. Then when you answer Amen after the bracha, like every other mitzvah, no, Harel Maisa, we don't answer Amen after the Spirit. Right? So that means So says El Yizutu, we hold not like the Rabia. So Meila, what's the Beisir Yisuf again? He's Hakikush Lidurto. What's the Beisir Yisuf saying? That the only reason why we argue on the Rabia, and we say that you don't make the bracha again, is because we hold Rabbanon. Even if we held the Raisa, even if we held the Tzvir Zayim as the Raisa, still when you puzzle the idea that hey, you Zayim is Dalit, you messed up, right? The beginning, the end. We'll say you don't make a bracha again. Why? Because even though you got to do the mitzvah again, the bracha we say mitzvah, you don't make a bracha again. Okay, this is quickly, not to do the whole thing, just quickly, there's another discussion over here, which also very much serious Eimer, you know, the Eimer, and there's a very, very important child, which is very common as well. It's very common. It's only common in those that don't daven Ma'ariv and Sibur. Because that Ma'ariv and Sibur, there's never any shayla in Sfiras Ayin. The first thing a guy comes over to you and you know, there's a shayla of this, that, he's a Masup, this.
You didn't die. You died in the Tzibur before this.
Okay. Or you died in Moshe Menestre. But those guys must not remember. The Kitzur, what's halacha? If a guy missed a day, what do we say? We're chayish for the Bahag, that each day, it's all one mitzvah and you can't count. Right? Okay. What if he's mesupik? Well, he's mesupik. He's not sure if he counts.
Svek sveka.
He's not sure if he counts.
Svek sveka.
So, he says svek sveka.
Oh, that's just that we have to be telling each other because it depends if we say
it. He's a svek sveka. Since when do we say that by svek sveka, you don't see some brachas lakel? One second. If a guy eats a beria, suffik his eyes. What's the halacha? The sex faker, right? The suffik, maybe it's kezayis. As a suffik, whether you make a bracha, a crying on a beria, eat him is less than kezayis.
One
second. Sex faker. And that was the Mishmura say over there, by sex faker, we say it's habal.
Isn't there a
Chibush Rebbe Kivega
by Nechanukah?
Isn't there a Chibush Rebbe Kivega by Nechanukah
that
you
need
three Svekas in order to make a bracha? No. Somebody came to Yeshiva by a lot of great Yeshiva like that. I know the Chibush
Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega
does not say that by
Rebbe Kivega
does not
say that. There are three possible reasons to
say that back to what
we're doing, no? It's not a cloud that's svek, svek, svek. Craig has Tzirufim over there. There's a difference between Tzirufim and a svek, svek. It's not a different sheet. That's not the same.
What?
The kids are. So the question over here is...
Yeah, someone else could be able to see you with the bracha.
When I eights is, you know, okay. Eights is not last for eights. I wonder what the halacha is before the eights is. You're right. I'm out there. Of course, you should do that. What about, what's the halacha? Let's say he's leaving by himself. Okay. He died in the Long Shemin Esrei again, and everyone finished already. It's what he's supposed to do. Okay? No! So if he's a Safi, he makes it wrong. Okay? That's the halacha. If a guy is Mesupik, whether he counted one night, yeah? The next day, he counted with a bracha. Okay? So there's a big question over here. So Mishmur says svek svek. Mishmur says svek svek. There's a big problem. It's a stira. And truth of the matter is, the mark of this is the Chumas Adeshen, but it's a whole cheshbon, which we're not going to go right now. Lagabe, the stira of Mishmur, so I just heard about it last Shabbos, I heard a Tara, someone did Taina. I still have to check up the Raya they bought. You want to tell me, maybe there's a difference between whether the suffix is on the bracha or the suffix is on the mitzvah. Behind it. By suffix kazai, suffix beria, we say, Mishmura says, svek svek, you don't make a bracha. Right? This is a suffix. whether it's chiyah bracha or not. That's where the sharash of the topic is. We say it's not a bracha, it's lachol, even by smek smek. Yeah? Mashenkein, when the sukkah is on the mitzvah, so then we say that the svek svek was machriya, the chiv of the mitzvah. And now that the svek svek was machriya, the chiv of the mitzvah, then now you can even make a bracha. So it shouldn't have to be done, I'm just thinking that actually. So even though we said by cheskas chiv, we said it's not machriya. Mishmur ends up saying you don't make a bracha. Even when you have cheskas chiv, you're suffering with your mechayim chiv. Maybe it's fake, for some reason, okay, I have to be done. Why by Svek Svek we say that it's machriya, it's a chiyah, and a male can make the bracha? Hashem came by, chazak.